Good afternoon.
Now, when did memes become a thing on the internet?
So it probably depends on how you define a meme, but memes have pretty much been part of online culture for a good 20 years, and if you look back further than that, you can find all sorts of internet jokes before we even had the web. So memes have been around for a pretty long time, and as the tools to make and share and change things have got more and more accessible, memes have just got more and more prevalent.
Yeah, for sure. So how do people engage and, I guess, indulge in memes?
There's all sorts of different ways. I mean, memes ultimately are shared jokes, and sometimes they're very specific, so you can get memes that are only funny to a reasonably contained small group of people that continually change and edit, or you get the really large-scale memes, of which sort of the Area 51 gate crashing, if you like, is specifically one of those, which is enormous and attracts in, you know, millions of people engaging in different ways. And I have to say that the Area 51, it works so well just because so many different people can engage with it in so many different ways.
Yeah, no, it's something that's been around for almost pretty much decades now. So everyone can kind of, I guess, have a part in it.
Well, that's right. I mean, the Area 51 conspiracy, you know, dates back even before the internet. So it's really ripe material, but also there's almost, you know, no limit to the ways that you can sort of joke about the idea of storming Area 51.
Yeah. So I guess what is it about, you know, the Web 2.0 and social media as we know it today that makes it so easy for things like these memes of Area 51 to go viral?
Well, I guess what one of the things about something like this is it's the shareability, but also the fact that it's such an open sign, I guess. So Area 51, you know, speaks of conspiracy theory, it speaks of the US government, it speaks of aliens, it speaks of inaccessibility, it speaks of knowledge. You put all of these things together, and then you just sort of amplify it. So, I mean, some of the actual invitation for this event was put together by a group that posts memes anyway, but also by a pretty well-known Twitch streamer. So you add gamers and meme posters together, and that's already pretty fertile ground. And once something like this attracts enough people, then it sort of almost takes on a life of its own because more and more people want to join in the jokes. So anywhere from Twitter to TikTok are talking about it and making jokes about it.
Yeah. I guess, do you think memes like this one kind of have an effect on people's politics, I guess?
I'm not sure about people's politics per se. I mean, we can certainly see people's politics in what they find funny. So you'll see the full sort of political spectrum in the way that people make jokes about this. But at the same time, I guess we can see more broadly. I mean, memes can easily be part of sort of political communication. We do see, you know, the combination of jokes, of images, of short expressions all matter a great deal. Indeed, probably that is what politics is for a lot of people these days. And, you know, we know that the most famous politician in the world basically tweets and doesn't do that much else, it seems. So, certainly memes are probably more part of politics than ever before. Probably not in this particular case, but certainly, you know, the utility of memes is in all fields of communication, certainly in politics, absolutely.
Yeah. And do you think memes like this, I mean, the US released a statement saying that they're going to protect Area 51. Do you think the jokes can go a bit far? Do you think it ever crosses the line?
It's certainly true that memes can cross the line. Anything that causes actual harm to people or causes actual damage usually is crossing a line of some sort. I don't think that line's been crossed in this case, and I think the people that work at, you know, Area 51 have probably dealt with all sorts of dodgy comments and jokes over time. And yes, when a journalist approaches, you know, the Air Force for an official comment, they're going to give an official comment along the lines of, yes, we're a military installation and we'll defend our turf. But at the end of the day, that statement to me seems almost as tongue-in-cheek as anything else. I think they're as much as anything in on the joke. And I don't think in this case it's done any harm at all.
Yeah, so I guess it's, in this case, it's not necessarily in bad taste. It's more of just, you know, a good laugh.
It is a good laugh. And I mean, ultimately, what this sort of meme is sometimes called is the idea of shitposting, which is the idea of putting the least possible effort in for the largest amount of impact. And if you think that this was a joke thought up by a small group of people that was basically just a Facebook invitation that was promoted by a couple of different groups, and it got to the point where the Washington Post is quoting the US Air Force with an official response, then you pretty much have to say this is a shitpost that has achieved its aim through and through.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Been my pleasure.